And W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A federal judge has turned back former President Trump's bid for a new trial in the civil case brought by E. Jean Carroll. She won a $5 million damage award when he was found liable for sexual abuse and defamation. And on Fox News last night,
the DOJ has become a weapon for the Democrats. An absolute weapon.
Trump alleging politics is behind the target letter he got in the 2020 election investigation.
It's interference with the election. It's election interference. Never been done like this in the history of our country.
It all sets the stage for a possible third indictment against him, former federal prosecutor Tom Dupree.
We don't know precisely what charges the special counsel will bring, but by and large, the potential charges he's facing here are far more serious, far more significant than what he's already facing in the Mar-a-Lago case.
That's about the handling of classified documents. In Texas, with a strict abortion ban, a judge is hearing testimony from women who say they were denied procedures despite pregnancies causing serious risks to their health. Forecasters say it'll top 110 again today in Phoenix for a record 20th straight day. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore says 90 million people are under some kind of heat alert.
Dallas, Oklahoma City, Albuquerque, even South Florida is still baking with the intense heat.
It's been dangerous for people working out in the searing heat. Travis Parsons is a job safety advocate.
As the heat rises, we have production rates go down. Workers are less focused, more agitated. They don't listen to each other. They don't pay attention to valuable training they've had. And the hazard just increases as we go.
No new movement on either the writers or actors' strikes in Hollywood. Actors Union President Fran Drescher was on CBS Mornings.
It's insulting for them to imply that we're being kind of spoiled brats when people are journeymen, working people that just want to pay the rent and put food on the table.
At the Kevin Spacey trial in London today, a prosecutor told jurors the actor used his celebrity to take advantage of his alleged sex abuse victims, and he used his fame to get away with it. Spacey has denied the allegations. On Capitol Hill, CBS's Scott McFarlane reports lawmakers are about to hear from Israel's president.
Isaac Herzog's remarks to a joint meeting of Congress here at the Capitol will have a certain aura to it. It also comes at a pivotal moment in U.S.-Israeli relations. There's concern in the Biden administration and among some in Congress about a judicial overhaul underway under Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, with whom President Biden has pledged future meetings.
And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 151 points. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Never.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, July 20th. In Wood County, the Golden Sands Resource Conservation and Development Council Incorporated Finance Personnel Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the River Block Building in room 206. The Forestry Agriculture Wildlife Committee and the Water Resource Committee meetings will follow at 10:15. The Regular Business Executive Committee will meet at 11. A special meeting of the Wisconsin Rapids Common Council will be held at 6 p.m. at the City Hall Council Chambers. They will hear a presentation by the Community Development Department regarding the Paper Mill Recovery and Redevelopment Plan, and they will consider the Planning Commission's recommendation regarding adoption of the plan. In Portage County, the Justice Coalition Executive Committee meeting has been moved to 1516 Church Street. It will still be held at 8 a.m. Stevens Point will hold a special Police and Fire Commission meeting at 11 a.m., and the Redevelopment Authority will meet at 3:30. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 84 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows dip down to about 60. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Highs around 76. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
We're live.
Oh, okay. That was okay. Welcome back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Jane Madnair and Greg Bach. So switching it up from politics that we were spending most of the first hour talking about, and I saw this article from Vice of, I tried to cut small talk out of my life. It went badly. And it made me think of just, I feel like people always say they hate small talk. And so I'm asking you at home, how do you deal with small talk? Do you like it? Do you hate it?
Mm.
Do you avoid it? Do you have like go-to questions to make it more palatable? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Greg, how do you feel about small talk?
Don't like it. And it's all about with the mood I'm in when I'm walking the place. So like if I'm in a good mood, I can deal with it because I'm not going to be a jerk to anybody. But if not, I'm not feeling the room or I'm not feeling the day, I'll just keep to myself. And I have no problem doing that. I've sat in rooms with complete silence and I'm fine with that. It's not offensive. It's not a slight on anyone I know, but I have no problem with silence.
So what do you think, like, what do you feel like small talk? Like, what is small talk to you?
Small talk to me, well, first, feels like a punishment. Two, it feels like, it just feels like this necessity to uphold some part of the social contract that doesn't exist that says we must engage if we're in close proximity. Because mm-hmm. The thing is, those questions don't mean anything. Like, how's the weather? What's sports? Family?
What do you do?
Lawn? Movie? You know, unless you're willing to go into further conversation about it, not like you have to get like 2 hours deep into it, but unless you're willing, A, to listen to someone talk about what they really think, B, take it in, as, like, even if you disagree with them, and also maybe learn something, that's cool. That's good talk right there. That's great conversation. It doesn't have to be an hour. It can be 10 minutes. But if you're just like, if we're just sitting here waiting for a bus, I'm like, oh, it's going to be windy today. Why did you say that? There's no reason to say that. I guess the thing is like it's in everybody else's head. It's different. Like some people just want to spark a conversation and see where it goes. I'm not that person. I don't need earbuds. I just won't talk. I'm great at it.
Have you always been great at it?
Yeah. But I can also engage in small talk because I know the other person is nervous. I'm not going to be like, if you said to me like, oh man, what do you think of the Packers going to camp next week without Aaron Rodgers, I'm not going to be like dead silent.
I don't want to talk about this with you.
I would be rude. But I also wouldn't. I wouldn't hesitate to say I don't follow football. I'm sorry, and move on.
Interesting, Jane. What do you think?
I don't know that I'm particularly good at small talk. One of my sisters is amazing, but that's because she loves details.
Oh, so she has a lot of follow-up questions?
Loves details. Well,
then to me, that evolves out of small talk. To me, small talk is like yes or no answers, real basic stuff. Once you start to get in the details, that's where the conversation can happen then. Like, is your sister really good at sparking conversations with people?
Yeah, I would say so.
See, that's cool. Like, I don't mind that if you want to, like, have a chat. No problem with that. But if you want to talk to me about stuff that you could ask 20 other people and get the same answer, and kill me.
And see, that's how I feel about the details. It's like, I don't care that your friend's second cousin's husband is a curler. I don't care.
But Jane, what team do the curl for?
I don't care. And so that's where I start checking out when you start getting way into the weeds.
So you're fine with the... How's it going? Like the
fine,
the,
you know,
the
how's
cordial
your day?
Exchange.
Yeah, yeah. But when you start again, when you start getting into these into the minutia, it's just either I got to reel you back in or I'm done.
I can show you with my eyes that you've said too much. I really can. Like it's just my eyes start to glaze, get bigger, and like, and my head gestures get bigger because it's just like. If I need something from you, I'm going to ask you a question. I get the information. I don't need any more information beyond that. That's extraneous. Because then it's just like, I've got to go.
Because does it change if the small talk is with a stranger versus someone that you're actually like, no? Or like, you know, it's like you think about like water cooler talk or whatever. And like people you actually work with or, you know, see on a regular basis. Or maybe you're in the same friend group, but you're not like you two aren't that close. Like, does that also... Like, but you're like, well, we're here. We're at this like social event, and I gotta say, like,
gotta kill some time,
you know. And so, is it specifically with strangers, or is it a different thing than small talk when it's with people that you know and will see again?
No, it's not the same. I'm the same.
It's not the same way.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way. Like, I will stand there in dead silent. Like, if we're at a party or something like that, and I see someone I'm acquainted with, I won't make the move to go talk to them. Unless if I've had cocktails, maybe yes. I mean that is always a motivator. But my general place is to be like, just you know, stay quiet. If someone talks to you, great. Don't be rude. But I'm not one to be like, how's it going? Oh my gosh, I'm drinking the same beer. You like that beer? You know.
We're talking about how are you with small talk? 844-967-2789.
I'd ask the question to you, but I know what your answer is. You're amazing with small talk because you're so outgoing and you're so caring.
And curious.
Curious. And none of those things, I'm not saying any of those things to be funny or a joke. I truly love how genuinely curious you are with people. And you do have this bright personality that like
grab your shirt today.
Yes, exactly. It's like you're one side. I am definitely the other side of that shirt. But yeah, like you have like people gravitate towards you, but you are genuinely you don't take that for granted because you want to know people and you want to get like you know you decided to volunteer at the comedy festival not knowing anybody and look 2 years later.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it.
Because I would say I like talking to people.
Yeah.
I get that certainly from my mom. My mom is a queen of small talk.
Oh, Debbie Bry.
Oh, Debbie Bry. Debbie Bry will get your life story out of you. Like, the best story about Debbie Bry making small talk is when we lived in California, in Los Angeles, and we lived in an apartment complex, there was a dog park connected to the dog park, the complex. And that woman made friends with every single person who had a dog in that building, so much so that one year, what it must have been 2004, it was the Summer Olympics. She put on the Summer Dog Olympics in that dog park, and I swear to God, I think there was 15 different people who she had become friends with from all walks of life. And like it all just started with her coffee or her wine, depending on what time of day it was, where she was at the dog park. Just, well, who are you? Where are you from? How did you get to California?
Because that's because Debbie Bry, as well as you do, I don't know your dad as well.
Not as much of a small talk guy.
But your dad is so adorable. has a genuine curiosity. There's the difference. And that's where I almost think, then it's not small talk. Your mom has a mission to know this person, and she's going to do it by any means necessary, whether it's just a chat at the outside the house or literally setting up a competitive dog event, you know? And I think there's something beautiful about that, because that means your mom cares and means there's a love there, and that love is in you as well. I see that happening. I see you talk to people, and you have an interested demeanor when you're talking to them.
And I think I usually assume the best out of people too, yeah, which a lot of people don't as well. Yeah. How are you with small talk? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY.
Jesse from Madison is joining us. Good morning, Jesse. How are you with small talk?
Morning. You know, I think small talk is it's a tool, right? I mean, it's like if you're building a campfire and the deep conversation about waxing philosophical or talking about memories, that's like a big, heavy log, and you can't just light a log with a match. Small talk is just the kindling that gets things going. Now, if you've known someone for a long time, you probably don't need that, right? You've got some embers in the fire already going. But if you're just at a bus stop, if you're at a bar, if you're out and about, you're meeting someone for the first time, that's like the stepping stone to kind of like feel them out and think about and figure out what's the next slightly deeper level, or how deep of a level of conversation can I go with this person that we can engage and find common ground on.
I want to take the comparison further. When I get drinks in me, it's like lighter fluid.
I think that's a good point. I think
you're great at small talk. You just don't remember that you like small talk in that situation.
Correct.
And I think you make a really good analogy, though, Jesse. I do. I think it's a good analogy.
I think, yeah, the kindling and thinking of that as a tool. But I also think it comes back to, what is your goal? Like, mm-hmm. I think there is the goal to have an actual conversation, mm-hmm. with someone who's new? Is the goal to make it less awkward and the silence that is between you? Or is it something else? And so I think that comes back to, like, if you're just filling the void because you're not good with silence,
yeah.
then I can see why people are like, this is excruciating. Thanks so much for the call, Jesse.
This is awful.
This is awful. Because it's funny that we talk about the drinking aspect of it. Because, like, I do like to get to, like, deeper conversations quickly if I can.
Yeah.
But it was the experience of these last, where are we now, 7 months of not drinking, and in certain groups of friends where there's always drinking. Like, specifically, it was, I think, the Kentucky Derby, and I was like at the end of the first trimester, so still like kind of tired, kind of cranky, not drinking, and everyone was drinking, and I was just annoyed. I was annoyed first because the conversations were so shallow. And they were only getting more so as people were drinking more.
Yeah.
But then I also realized that when I'm drinking, I would be perfectly fine to have me having all these conversations. I would be the social butterfly. And I was like, am I not fun without booze? And the existential crisis has set in.
Are these my friends or my drinking friends?
Exactly. All right. Well, how do you feel about small talk? How do you deal with small talk? 844-967-2789. Do you have a go-to opening line question? Because we, when we come back, we have a certain TikToker has some pretty good options you may want to steal. There's a part one and a part two. So yes. Stick around for that if you need some ideas. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. Doorworks for the win.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearth's cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kid's Choice Whole Grain White? So, on your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70.
Yes, great idea. Here's a list of things to ask on a first date instead of the boring small talk one. Number one, if no one ever sneezed again, how long do you think it would take you to notice? Number two, which cult would you be most interested in joining and why? Next up, if you could breed two different species of animals together, which ones would they be? And explain your work. If the purge was real, what's a crime you're committing first? And if that crime is
murder,
who would it be? And explain your reason. Which Breaking Bad character do you think eats ass? Next, do Android users deserve to vote in the general election? If all of the people you've ever slept with were in a room together right now, what would they roast you about? Next, how many countries have you taken? And finally, what's your relationship like with your mom?
That is from a TikToker, Ash Wee Carter. And I came across this as far as... Actually, I think I've come across part two, which we'll play in a second, and then found part one as far as giving suggestions on other types of questions. That was more specifically for a first date, yeah. But I think it falls under, you know, small talk and avoiding the obvious questions of, well, you know, like, what do you do? Or the weather.
What are you into?
Or how's work? Or, you know, yeah, and so.
Or don't say anything because you chose a first date to go to a movie.
But now I actually want to ask. How long do you think it would take you to notice if no one ever sneezed ever again?
I don't.
That question.
It would take me until someone else asked me, like, do you notice no one sneezed? I'm like, oh, I think you're right.
I don't think I would notice.
Yeah. I'd only notice if someone else brought it up.
All right. Which cult would you join and why?
Oh, you know, I could easily go Scientology just because I know so much about it.
And
now.
You'd probably get an acting career out of it.
I would very much get an acting career out of it. I'd definitely get some Emmys looking at someone, Miss Moss. What now? I'd probably start with, I probably would go Scientology. What about you?
Okay. I don't know that many cults.
Yeah.
I feel like, what was the one? I feel like if there's any cults there where there's like commune living. Where it's like very communal and we're all helping each other and it's like a little bit more.
But then one
there's
day.
There's not like drinking or like abuse involved or is there any like cults like that? Like drinking of Kool-Aid, I meant.
It was actually Flavor-Aid.
Whatever.
Well, it means a lot to Kool-Aid people. that's the thing is like Scientology isn't built. Scientology is built on money, fear, and power. It's not built on like sex or booze. Or anything
like
that.
Or like community, right?
Or faith.
It's not based on faith either. It's not really built on community. They tell you it's community, but it's not. And if there's anyone in Scientology listening to this, come at me, bro.
All right, we got a caller on the line. Who are we talking to?
We have Julie from Franklin joining us. Good morning, Julie. How are you with small talk?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're peachy. Great.
Good small talk, sir.
Good small talk, yeah.
Yeah. That was kind of small talk. So I'm kind of, well, I'm old, first of all, and I kind of believe that small talk is, like, essential in society. And where I'm coming at is like customer service jobs, sales jobs. I think we're losing that because there's not as much one-on-one interaction in society anymore. I think the kids aren't really learning how to talk to people face-to-face. Mm. And I think small talk is essential for that. I think it's like there's nothing better than going to your mechanic or a store you go to a lot and somebody knows you, and because they've had some small talk with you, or a receptionist somewhere. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I think it's essential. I do think it's kind of irrelevant, a lot of the facts, but it does make people feel good when you remember personal things about them from a prior conversation. I think it builds relationships, but like in business and in personal life, I think it's kind of essential for society.
And certainly in sales, Julie, you make a great point. Sales is all about relationships.
Yeah. And there is something nice when you go into your mechanic and they're like, hey, Greg, what's going on? I'm like, oh, you're my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Julie. I think that's a great point as far as, because it's like I think because both can be true. It can be irrelevant, but important.
Yeah. I will say from the other side of the customer, like, so I think in the form of like these relationships you could form for life, just in those, like your barber, your mechanic, your maybe your real estate agent too, if you move a lot, like whatever that is, those are cool. When you work in customer service and someone tries to small talk you,
over the phone.
Yeah. And you're like, what may I help you with?
And I wonder how much of this also comes down to being in person. So I was sitting on this topic. I was like, I don't know, I'll figure out a good day to talk about this. But this is why you read a lot. So you have a repository of things to tap into.
Good word.
But there is a Dutch supermarket that introduced a unique slow checkout lane for lonely seniors who want to have a chat.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So one of the primary problems that older people face globally is loneliness, especially in urban areas where life is hectic and becoming more and more digital. In order to combat this from a very common front, the grocery store checkout, a Dutch business came up with an idea, a chat checkout. And I will say, and again, I know that because I like people, but I would say, like, when I go to, like, a bread store and there's actually that, like, small moment of an exchange in person with someone who's serving, like, how can I help you? And, like, actually having a nice, like, this is the problem, I think, with everything being replaced with, like, tablets.
Yeah.
And, like, you order instead of talking to a waiter, you order on a tablet or you all do these things. And so I will say that I think Julie makes a really good point as far as, like, the actual need for human interaction, that like ultimately is kind of just small talk.
I like those small talk things, especially when it's like, it's like at the bread store, how you doing? Good to see you. Take care. Goodbye. You know, it's small. It's in time and in chat.
All right.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you are on the line, hold on, because we're coming up against a break.
But we're going to keep on this topic.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
Who thought? Who knew that there was so much? People would have so much to say about small talk.
Oh, you're so proud of yourself for that one.
All right. We're taking a break. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Earlier this year, two northwestern Wisconsin police officers were killed in the line of duty. Now their communities are honoring them. County Highway SS in Barron County between Chautauq and Cameron was renamed Monday night to be the Officer Emily Bradenbeck and Officer Hunter Scheel Memorial Highway. The officers were killed on April 8th after being shot by 50-year-old Glenn Perry during a traffic stop, who then died from a gunshot wound after shooting both officers with an AR-15. Witterfield saw the worst game of the year last night when the Mallards beat the Rafters 26-4. The closest the game got was Mallards 5 and Rafters 2 at the bottom of the second inning. The Rats couldn't catch up, and the Mallards saw their highest scoring game of the season. The two teams match up again tonight in Madison. First pitch at 6:35. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Barr.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 84 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows dip down to about 60, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms, highs around 76.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Funny story about how small talk can go wrong. Like, so you know how you go to, like, you know, a coffee shop or whatever, and you're checking out, and you're like, oh, how are you? And you're like, how are you? And you say it back, like, because the person checking you out will be like, oh, how's your day? And you're like, oh, good. And then you just say it back to them, like, oh, how are you doing? And I was buying coffee, and this guy, he just went into this whole, like, well, life is pretty miserable right now. And, like, he went into this whole depression, like,
he gave you an honest answer.
Yeah, I was just, like, being polite, man. And, like, all of a sudden, I was like, I got to go, bro. Like, this coffee was the go. Like, I can't solve your...
And then I was talking to this guy at a coffee shop, and he walked away. What's wrong with my life?
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God. It was horrible. Yeah. Anyway, so that can go... But anyway, I do think it's important to learn some of those skills, because when you work in an environment with other people, I do think small talk is a skill, and being able to do it a little bit is, I think, important, kind of, right?
Yeah.
A little bit.
And basic communications is very, very important to living a healthy and happy life, I believe. But at some point, let's just knock it off. When you got that training, it's like, I don't have to keep training to talk to people. I know how to do that now. I learned that when I was like 10. Now I don't need to. I've opted out. I've retired from small talk. You want to talk to me? Go deep. I'll listen to your coffee story, buddy. I'll listen.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Hawk.
844-967-2789. Gary from Sussex is on the line. Good morning, Gary. How do you feel about small talk?
I use small talk a lot. It works well for me, even though I do long talk. And that's a problem because I'm an extrovert. My wife's an introvert. She, you know, she says, just give me yes or no. That's all it is. Yes or no. And I can't.
I feel for that. I love that.
All right. But I own a heating company. My wife and I, we both own it. It's a G&B, heating and air conditioning. Okay. She does the billing. I do the work. Okay. When I go to someone's house, what I do is I always have a dog treat in my pocket. What happens, the worst thing that could happen is you go there and you want to talk to the people about their needs or whatever, that, you know, whatever. The dog's barking and you get really distracted. So I have the dog treats in my pocket and I give the dog a treat. And I ask them, of course, first. And I tell them they're all made in America. I get the name of the dog. And then if they decide they want to go with me, put a furnace in, I always write the dog's name up on the top on the contract. So when I come back later on, they just feel really good about the decision that they made, you know, because, you know, if their dog likes you, they're going to like you. And it seems to work. And they can tell right away that I'm a dog lover. I got a dog at home and I just love the dogs. And they, if the dog can tell whether you love the dog or not, how you pet it and stroke it and everything. But dogs, they want their people's attention, just like the little kids. It's the same thing. I have candy with me. I go into the house and I'm talking to the parents, and the kids are just pulling on them. Mom, 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 mom. I'm talking to Gary. I'm talking to Gary. You know, so I asked them, I said, well, can I give them candy? You know, and then they're fine. And then they have a treat. And then I'm talking with them. So small talk is good, but sometimes it gets into long talk, and that's one of my problems.
That's or is one of your blessings, Gary. Yeah, it sounds like it actually has done you very well in your career and in your happiness level.
And I think that's just so thoughtful of you to write down the dog's name and you know, bring treats and be prepped like that.
But here's the real question. Do you write down the kids' names, and do you ever swap the kids and the dog's name when you come back?
Does the kid want a dog treat?
Believe it or not, I do have candy in my truck, but it's very seldom do I have to give it out. It's mostly the dogs.
Okay.
I would say over half of my customers have dogs. I mean, dogs are a blessing from God. I really do. It's like they're a gift from God. Cats are from the devil.
And kids are from Passaic, New Jersey.
Thanks so much for the call, Gary.
Direct your complaints about cats to Gary.
There was so much happening there with Gary. I love that. Just this beautiful tale and then just throwing that gauntlet down the opinion. But Gary, you're not wrong.
That's so funny. So I got distracted.
But those are great examples of targeted small talk too. Like those are like, mm-hmm. you know, you want to be amiable when you're in a business, especially like that. You're coming to someone's home. You're going to charge them probably a lot of money. And like heating and cooling, most likely you're going in there when they need you and it's a frustrating time. So, yeah, it's nice to have like a little chit chat. That's all great stuff. Yeah, I just don't like the small talk for no sake whatsoever.
And now I'm thinking of my uncle who lives in Rapids. Shout out to my uncle Dan, who is he works for Solaris, which is like a cable internet provider. And like that's all he does all day, right? Is go into people's houses and like
and check.
Install internet or check why the internet is not working. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of how much small talk he has to do in a day. And how potentially exhausted he is after at the end of the day. Because like for some of us, if that one good conversation can really give you like an adrenaline boost and like dopamine for the day.
Yeah.
But if it's a lot of conversations that really were dragging, that also can
I work at a local draining. Politics. It was mostly draining small talk and
like knocking doors.
I always like knocking doors because
there's a goal.
There's a goal and you never know what could happen. There's a lot of fun stories in that. But just like when you're sitting behind that desk and someone walks in, I mean, Parks and Rec resonates for me a lot. I mean, some of those questions, I mean, people would like come up and be like, hey, I need this thing. Cool. Go upstairs to housing and development. Give them the sheet. They'll take care of you. Yeah. Cause see what happened was, nope, you've already told them about your thing. We're done now. Please go upstairs. I've given you the next direction. We are finished.
All right. Well, going back to the part two of the TikTok, if there was a book that had everything ever said about you, negative and positive.
Nope.
Jane?
Yeah.
You do it?
Yeah.
Because you think you have thick enough skin, the negative stuff?
I think so. I know I would crumble, but.
Crumble?
I would like to think I would be tough enough to read that.
I would just be wiping the tears with pages of the book. And then I don't know what the nice stuff, I'd be like, they're liars.
Especially if you have to read the negative stuff first.
I don't have that kind of person. Like, I think no. My therapist would never allow that. You're not there yet, buddy.
I used to, when I was a teenager, I used to write down all the compliments that like stuck with me.
Yeah.
I had like a book of things. So whenever I was feeling down, I would go back and read them.
When I was a youth minister at a place called Time Out at our... In our retreats, we have these things called Polanka bags. Polanka bags.
That's fun to say.
And I still have all of them in a shoebox. And they're basically, you put your name on it, you decorate it, put it on the wall or put it wherever. And over the course of the retreat, people would drop just wonderful little affirmations. And they'd sign them so you know who said it. And at the end of the retreat, we all sat down and inevitably everyone starts crying. And then the only problem is sometimes you get like, you go to a retreat, you're like, oh my gosh, my bag is so full. And then you get like, oh, there's like four of them in here. What did I do? But I still have all of them, every single bag.
So you want the compliments, but I just don't want the negatives.
I don't want either, honestly. Just love me from afar.
Just
and for the record, Iron Man totally got the STI. He's the one who like.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Then Thor.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Kathy from Madison. Good morning, Kathy. We're talking small talk.
I wasn't sure if I should call in because you might not ever get me off the phone. I am the queen. I go into the chocolate shop for ice cream with my kids once a week, and I'm best friends with Caleb, the guy who scoops the ice cream. I'm that person that you probably would like to get away from, but can't. I could not resist calling your show because this is my love language. My job is the bouncer at Costco.
The bouncer at Costco. Have you ever had to bounce someone out of there? Just chat their ear off?
This receipt does not reflect your purchases.
I'm sorry. They missed this. I'm very sorry. But, it's a fun job. It's kind of perfect for somebody like me who can never shut up. So
Kathy, then, does it come from a place of curiosity? Or where do you feel like, what is the kind of the intrinsic motivation as far as you just, are you just like people?
I like people. I think it's genetic. My dad ran a bar.
Okay.
And he's Irish. I'm Irish. And we are good talkers. So, yeah, I find people interesting. You know, it's just, it's a really fun job. I just, you know, I like people. Maybe I should run for office.
Maybe you should.
Maybe you should.
There you go.
Likeable person.
There you go.
Thanks so much for the call, Kathy. See, that was, it was an appropriate amount of time. We got her off the phone.
If you want to check in, 844-967-2789. You can also text as well if you are not interested in small talk and you just want to make your point.
Yeah, so you just want to
make it short and sweet.
Well, because in the original article that, you know, inspired this entire conversation, basically it was someone who hates small talk. And so their coworkers sent them a Harvard business research as far as like how to replace small talk with a little more serious questions. Although I think the questions from the TikTok actually do get conversation going. But, you know, his first was trying to get out the things like it's been forever, like when you run into someone, or like how's work, how's the weather, and trying to like root out those questions. And the questions that were he replaced them with, and this was from the advice from the Harvard Business Review article, was starting with these conversations. And I think on paper they sound good, but kind of the point of this article is like in practice it was still just as awkward.
Ask me a question like as if we were just having like, you know, like just
what excites you right now, Greg?
Oh God, kill me. a Marvel property that isn't disappointing.
That excites you?
Yeah, like the prospect of maybe
the prospect of one. Yeah. One does not exist right now.
Yeah.
Jane, what are you looking forward to?
Vacation.
All right. Yeah. That's a good
one. And that's it. Conversation done. Can I just have my ham sandwich, please?
Where did you grow up?
Here.
Yep, that's exactly what he said. Ask this to anyone under 23, and they'll respond blankly that they grew up at home, I guess. Ask this to anyone over 23, and they think you're trying to commit credit card fraud.
Do you know what time it is? Yes.
All right, is there a charitable... This is small talk. Is there a charitable cause you support, Jane?
The Humane Society. Absolutely.
So that could spark a conversation.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
I like that one.
Do you have one?
Sojourner House.
There you go.
Love that one, too.
Mm-hmm. This is one that I feel like, Greg, you would like. Who is your favorite superhero?
Captain America.
Why Captain America?
Because Captain America's morals never faltered under any pressure. He was always about freedom. And when freedom was redefined by outside forces, he was always about living your life, being as free and as happy as possible. And when, yeah, there's a really good video talking about that. How Steve Rogers in the movies, you see his morals always stay intact. They never change versus everybody else redefining what freedom, America, happiness is. He's like, no, that's not it.
See, if someone asked you a small talk question, I'd probably start to cry. There you go. So yeah, we found a good one.
I'm an emotional long talker.
All right. When we come back, what's coming up at the Laughing Tap this weekend? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that.
It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
I was walking down the high street when I heard footsteps behind me, and there was a little old man in scarlet and gray.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere and Greg Buck.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
I love that, by the way, that you know that song, Greg.
Of course I do. It's David Bowie.
His like, face lit up.
It's David Bowie.
David Bowie, the laughing gnome.
Oh, we've talked about that before. Mm-hmm.
I find that so
It's
hilarious.
One of his earlier songs where he was just so British. I'm singing a song about England and things that only English people know, like tea.
On that note, what's coming up at the Laughing Tap this weekend, Greg Bach?
Oh, my mother glory. It's one Chastity Washington, who is, in my opinion, the funniest human being in Milwaukee.
Oh.
Three shows this weekend, 7:30 Friday, 7:30 Saturday, 10 o'clock Saturday, and those tickets are available at laughingtap.com. And guess what?
What?
I will be there performing as well.
What?
Yeah, I will be featuring. So I'm what they're called the middle comic. So they'll be the host, then they'll be me, and then they'll be Chastity.
Oh, that's awesome, Greg.
Yeah, I'm excited. Chastity asked me to feature for her. This was by her request, and that makes me feel very good because Chastity is a very good friend of mine. I care and love her deeply. She's fantastic. And just released a comedy special on Prime Video called Live at Dandy.
Oh, yes. Which is also in Milwaukee.
Which is also in Milwaukee, owned by Ryan and Jess Day, who are wonderful people. We have a show there once a month called A Dandy Comedy Show. And yeah, it's going to be a great time. She is absolutely wonderful. She's a teacher and she brings a lot of teaching stories. She's just lived a great life and absolutely hilarious. We have a little clip of her talking about, I believe, her mom. So here's our clip.
But you know what? I'm grateful. I have an awesome family. I have an interesting mama, though. My mama is something else, y'all. Some of y'all might be able to attest to this. Where your mom, she just call you and she don't want you. Anybody had that? Where she call, hang up, call, hang up, call, hang up, and then leave a message that don't make no sense. It's a real message my mother left on my phone. Hello, Chaz. Hello, is she there? Old people think the beep is you. Hello? Chaz, listen, I think the girl downstairs making meth in the basement. I think she know I know. She'll come up here, she gonna kill me. I don't wanna bother you. Call me back. Girl, with you, ain't nobody making meth in your basement. They selling weed.
That is just a snippet. I mean, and it is just high energy comedy, very, very relatable, very funny, coming from one of the best people to do it, in my opinion. And Chastity is just fantastic. And it's a treat to have her at the Tap. It's a treat to work with her. It's a treat to see her. So I think if you want to see some great comedy this weekend, and what's great is that this month, all tickets at the Tap are $15.
Oh,
that is such a good deal.
Yeah. So,
and no drink minimum. As right. Always.
No drink minimum. And $15 tickets. And if you want Barron's Brother comedy show, well, too bad.
Too bad.
Not this month. But yeah, so Chastity Washington this weekend, as I said, Friday, two shows on Saturday, 7:30 and 10 o'clock on Saturday.
And you get to see Greg.
And you get to see me on stage.
You have new material?
I have a few new jokes I've been working on. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's exciting stuff. So it'll be a fun time. And yeah, go to laughingtaff.com to get your tickets before they're gone.
All right. Well, we've been sitting on this, and I think it's a good way to end the show.
Are you pregnant?
Yes.
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
I knew it. I win.
I came across this last night, but you know, mother knows best. Jesse Waters, longtime Fox News personality, officially took over from Tucker Carlson in Fox News's 8 p.m. primetime slot.
That's the slot.
On Monday night.
No.
And his mom, first-time caller, longtime parent, had some thoughts. Turns out she's a Democrat.
Yikes.
And I'm surprised they let this fly, honestly. She called into the show, and we have a clip.
We have a very special guest on the line, a Democrat, my mom. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
I have enjoyed the show. I want to say congratulations, Honey Bun. We are so proud of you and your accomplishment.
Thank you.
Now let's aim to have you keep your job.
Okay.
Do not tumble into any conspiracy rabbit holes. We do not want to lose you, and we want no lawsuits.
Okay.
Use your voice responsibly to promote conversation that maintains a narrative thread. There really has been enough Biden bashing, and the laptop is old. Perhaps you could suggest that your people take less interest, for example, in other people's bodies, and talk about that.
Well, wait. We're trying to keep other people's interest away from children's bodies. That was the point of that segment. Mom,
I
love
you.
Wait. I knew this was a bad idea.
Seek solutions versus fanning the flames. You could encourage that Bedminster friend of yours to return to his earlier career on television. Everyone in his audience could wear a red hat, and I'm sure the ratings would soar. Although never as high, my darling, as yours on Jesse Waters Primetime. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Mom. I love you very much.
And, I love you. I'm thinking that a small dinner between 5 and 8 would be the way to go.
We got to go, Mom. This is just like how things are at home. I love you. Bye.
I love Mrs. Waters.
I love Mrs. Waters. That was good advice.
Can we get her on our show?
That was really good advice.
I'm trying to figure out the motivation of them doing that. There is a reason.
We're all talking about it?
I don't know, but that doesn't happen by accident.
Because the thing is, here's the problem with Jesse Waters is he's not smart enough to have those conversations. He's a dum-dum. The fact that they gave him 8 p.m., he has to know that he was their ninth choice. There's nobody like.
I have no idea. I don't know how the winner works. I just wanted to talk about his mom because her advice was also very. It was very motherly and it was great.
Yes.
And I love that she's a Democrat and she has to stomach the fact that her son, her baby boy, is the new face. The new face of Fox.
Love her. I want to.
She kind of reminded me of Kathy.
I hope she calls back again.
I feel like that's how Kathy probably talks to her kids.
Honey Bun.
What do you do, Mrs.
Isn't
Waters?
Isn't the man in his 40s? Honey Bun.
My mother still calls me honey.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Of course.
Okay. You underestimate mothers and their sons.
All right.
Yeah. Well, she's always like, I'm always going to be your mother. I'm always your mother. I'm like, yeah, I understand that.
All right. We got to wrap up.
My gosh.
Did you not hear that before? I surprised you with it.
I did not hear that. I was lovely stuff here. So
all right. Well, you got out of having to talk about women's soccer.
I would have talked about it. By the way, first half of the show did not like the attitude. You're
okay.
Snipey.
Okay.
Snipey.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for being part of today's show. We will be back tomorrow with a new public service announcement. And Paul Noonan will be back for some sports. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.